Good afternoon, DFS Army. It's Craig Bennett, aka Cash Keg, here to do another NBA First Look video. Sorry, I've been out the last couple days, been fighting a cold. I'm going to power through this one. It's only five games. Shouldn't be too hard to get through 20, 30 minutes of video here. Break this thing down. Nice little slate here. Got a couple games postponed, so only have a two gamer. But again, you know, Saturday, February 20th, five game slate. We'll go over some injury news. Do a little lineup construction, both on DraftKings and FanDuel as well. And just kind of talk about the slate, man. It's one thing is it starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so got a little bit more time if you're out and about. But let's just jump right into this. All right, first game on tap. We have Golden State at Charlotte. Golden State favored by 1.5 with a 234 over-under. Looks like we still have James Wiseman and Kevon Looney out for Golden State. On the Charlotte side, no Devontae Graham. Gordon Hayward's probable. PJ Washington's probable. And Cody Martin is in. So just looking at the injury news, you know, we're probably going to get some LaMelo Ball here, especially probably on FanDuel side. But we'll start on the Golden State side first. We have Steph Curry sitting at 10-1. He's 10K over on FanDuel. I think playable in all formats. Not sure lineup construction will get us there today, but definitely playable in all formats, especially going up against Charlotte and Ball. He should be able to own him. Draymond Green is 6,600 on DraftKings, priced at 7,600 on FanDuel. So a pretty nice price over here on DraftKings for him. No problem playing some Green. Wiggins at 6,200 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's priced at 6,400. Again, just term an option for him. I can never get really behind him. Kelly Oubre Jr., 6,600 on FanDuel, 6,800 on DraftKings. He's priced up, but he's had some pretty decent games over his last four. 45, 43, 25, and 38. So at price, I think you can consider him against this Charlotte team. For sure. He's been, you know, right at a 0.6 fantasy points per minute for the season, about a 22% usage rate. You know, it's all Steph Curry, we know that, but with them guys lacking bigs, he's been doing a little bit more in the rebound department, as you can see, 7, 8, 3, and 10 over his last four. And I think that trend's going to continue to go up as long as they're not going to have Wiseman or Looney in here and they go small and play Green at the five. So I don't think that trend's going to go away anytime soon. And going up against Charlotte, I think he's squarely in play. Like, I don't mind playing Curry. I don't mind playing Oubre or Green. Those are the three that I'm looking for. Eric Pascal, not too excited about him on this slate. Toscano Anderson, not excited about him either. Both around 4K. I think there's other ways we can look for some value on this slate. So I would just look at the top three here. And then Wiggins is just tournaments only, just because he's, you know, he's right around the same fantasy points per minute that Draymond is for the season, and Oubre, I just don't trust him because he's so scoring dependent. So we're not going to go there. But in this lineup here, I think we want one of Oubre or Green, maybe even both. I'm going to lean Green because he's a little bit cheaper. So we're going to slide him into this power forward slot in this lineup, and we'll keep going here. Over on the Charlotte side, LaMelo Ball, 8,800. Man, they just keep pricing that old boy up. But, you know, I understand, you know, if we don't have, they're going to have a pretty short rotation. You know, there's no Devontae Graham here. So we should continue to see, you know, good usage out of him. 52, 46, 34, and 50 over his last four. And those minutes are just nice. 39, 37, 28, and 32. Again, I think he's a better play on FanDuel. Over on FanDuel, he's priced at 7,800. I think he's probably going to be a core play over there. But over on over on DraftKings at 8,800, it's kind of a tough pill to swallow at that price. So just tournaments only there. Same thing, Terry Rozier, 7,900 on DraftKings is really priced up as well. Over on FanDuel, 7K. So again, better pricing over at FanDuel for these guys. So I have more look over on there. Same thing with Gordon Hayward, 7,300 on FanDuel, 7,400 on DraftKings. That's more of a fair price. If I was going to play a guy over here, I would probably look more on the more playing Hayward on DraftKings and then play more Rozier and Ball on FanDuel. But I'm not saying you can't play Ball, but 8,800, you know, you're gonna need a 50 burger out of him, and he's done it over the last couple games. It's just he's gonna have to be super efficient there. But he's, you know, 1.27 fantasy points per minute for the season, and if we're gonna get, you know, 36, 38 minutes out of the guy, Yeah, he can pay off that tag. So, and he won't be heavily owned. A lot of people will just go up to Curry. So, like you said, in tournaments, I think he's an option. PJ Washington won't be owned either. And again, him being probable, 5,300, you know, I think that's a way you could look on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's 5,600. So, I think he's a fine play. And then Cody Zeller, 5,100 on FanDuel, 6,400 on DraftKings. I don't like that tag at all. I would much rather pay 200 more to go up to Draymond Green here. So the minutes just aren't going to be there for Zeller for me. And if PJ Washington's back, I think those rebounds are going to go down. So I don't really love that. So yeah, I'm not going to put anyone in this lineup from Charlotte, but you know, it's a close spread, and it's, you know, the second highest or third highest over under that we have for the night. So I think you're going to want a piece of this. You know, so again, Rozier and Ball more on FanDuel and Hayward more here on DraftKings. If I'm going to pick one is where I look at it, and said, Washington's just a tournament option only. Let's head on over to Miami at the Lakers. 208 over under, the Lake Show favored by 4. No Dragic, no Silva for Miami. Gabe Vincent is probable. And for the Lake Show here, we have no Schroeder. Kuzma's probable. Markieff Morris is probable. And LeBron James is probable. So, again, AD is going to be out for a while, so it's going to be the LeBron James show. So we have to consider that. But let's look on the Miami side first. You know, Butler has been absolutely balling out. I don't see that stopping. I think on FanDuel, he's 9,200. DraftKings, 8,900. He's just kind of trying to put this team on his back. 50, 53, 65, and 37. Again, he's doing this in very small shot attempts, 12, 15, and 19. And three games back-to-back triple-doubles. He's getting his team involved a little bit more without Dragic in there. So he's being more the facilitator, and Hero and Nunn, and those guys are being more the scorers. And I think that's smart. I mean, he's a smart player. He's the kind of guy that'll do anything for his team to win, and I think that's what he's doing, just showing these assists way up. And I don't think that's going to stop. I think you're going to see a lot of that going forward until they get Dragic back there at point guard. So no problem playing him at price if you want to. I don't mind him. I think he's a better FanDuel play though, just because you got to play two of them. But I don't hate the play on DraftKings at all. But I do prefer the FanDuel play. Bam Adebayo, 8,600, going up against a Lake Show that really don't have any with AD out. I mean, they're not going to be as good defensively. 8,800 on FanDuel is a great price. 8,600 on DraftKings. I think he's squarely in play on both sides. Again, without AD in there, they're not going to have that low post presence, and he should be able to put up a pretty decent tag. 48, 43, 58, and 40 over his last four, playing pretty heavy minutes. Been about a 1.26 fantasy points per minute. Usage is around 25%. Don't mind playing him. Tyler Hero's been playing great ball. Like I said, he's been coming off the bench, but playing heavy minutes. 38, 43, 43, and 26. I don't think this is going to stop anytime soon. He is priced at 6,300 on FanDuel. Even though it's going up against the Lakers, he's doing more of the scoring, and I think that's a fair price. So I don't mind playing any three of these guys. Nunn and Olynyk are going to be more tournament options for me if I'm going to look at these guys. And I don't really care about anybody else. I don't really want to play anybody else. It's basically those five. And Hero, I feel like, has the most meat left on the bone. Same with Nunn for scoring-wise. But again, it's a low total, 208, close spread. I wouldn't go crazy in this game. I would maybe just pick a few guys that you want. I wouldn't stack this game up at all. But if you wanted to take a shot on a few guys, I think I'm going to put Tyler Hero in this lineup, just kind of see what it looks like a little bit later. I just feel like there's meat left on the bone there, and he can put up a 50-burger. You figure that LeBron's probably going to be sitting at Garden Butler, so maybe that opens up even more shots for him. Over on the Lakers side, again, LeBron should play 10-2 over on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, he is sitting at 10-5. Again, should be doing everything for this team. But again, low total, you know, should be more of a defensive battle. I wouldn't go too crazy here, but I would pick a few spots. With no AD, no Schroeder, you know, Kyle Kuzma, 6,700 on DraftKings, 5,900 on FanDuel. Better price on FanDuel than DraftKings. I would much rather pay a little bit more and go to Draymond Green than I would Kyle Kuzma in this matchup. Harrell's at 5,600 on DraftKings, 4,700 at FanDuel. I don't know how much I love that. I'm going to look at Alex Caruso here at 3,900 on DraftKings. That's a good tag for him. He's going to play pretty heavy minutes here with no with no Schroeder. So he's the kind of guy that I don't mind looking at. KCP's going to handle the ball a little bit more, maybe some West Matt, but I feel the most comfortable playing Caruso. So we're going to slide Caruso in this lineup. And let's see here. That's really all I would look at going here. I'm not a Gasol fan. I ain't going to do it. I can't do it. KCP at 3,500. That says interesting a little bit. Quinn Cook, man. I mean, he could play some backup point guard minutes, but I think they'll just play Caruso a ton of minutes here. So it'd be Caruso and LeBron James for me on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, it's Kuzma, LeBron James, Harrell, and Caruso. I just feel like Caruso has the most upside out of the bunch there. Put up 17 points in 26 minutes. We could probably see maybe around 30 minutes out of him. And, you know, he's been around a 0.76 fantasy points per minute. He's not going to be the first option, but a guy that does a little bit of everything. He rebounds, assists, a little bit of everything. And that's just a good tag on him. So I like that price tag. Let's head over to Sacramento at Charlotte here. 234.5 over-under. Sacramento at Chicago. Apologize. 234.5 over-under. Sacramento favored by 2. On the Sacramento side, Harrison Barnes is questionable. Rashawn Holmes is questionable. And Glenn Robinson III is questionable. So if those guys sit, Whiteside at 4,800, I know he burned a bunch of people the other day, you know, but again, like I've said this all the time, you're trusting your money with Luke Walton as the coach, and that dude could just play whoever the hell he wants to play. But if these guys are out, Halliburton, 5,800 on DraftKings, 5,400 on FanDuel is way too cheap going up against Chicago. So I love some Halliburton here. If Whiteside gets, I don't think he'll get the start. I think they'll start Bagley. Bagley's 5,400. We're going to need the news on this game to get to understand what's going on. But again, you're still dealing with Luke Walton and what the hell he's going to do. Whiteside always has upside, 1.33 fantasy points per minute. And if he can sniff 25 minutes, he'll crush. But we're not getting him for super cheap, but a guy you have to consider. Bellica, again, he is sitting at 5,100 on FanDuel, 4,700 DraftKings, but it all depends on Holmes and Barnes and Robinson, all these guys, if these guys are available. Really hard to break down this team without knowing that what's going to happen there. De'Aaron Fox, though, 8K on DraftKings, 8,100 on FanDuel, very much in play. Buddy Hield, 6K on FanDuel, 6,400 on DraftKings. I'm fine with those. Chicago's not a good defensive team. I like to attack him with the bigs, but again, if not knowing if these bigs are going to play, if Rashawn Holmes is going to play at 5,700 on DraftKings, 6,400 on FanDuel, I like him a lot. But Halliburton on FanDuel is way too cheap at 5,400. And 5,800, I still like him here. Like I said, Chicago's not a good defensive team. 2018 over his last two, so I don't think he's going to be very popular, and that's why his price has come down. But we've seen big upside out of him, and the price is just too good, especially over on FanDuel. I'm not going to put anyone in this lineup here, but I think I would lean Halliburton or Bagley. We just need to have the news solidified before we can make decisions on this. On the Chicago side, still no Lauri Markkanen or Otto Porter, so we're going to see all the Zach LaVine usage that we can get out of this. So that's something that, we have to consider how aggressive he's been. 9,200 on $9,200 on DraftKings, 9,500 on FanDuel. Great play there. I think going up against Sacramento, who likes to get up and down, I think it's a good game. 48, 56, 45, 47. He's shooting guard eligible only here, which is kind of rough. I mean, like if we go back in Jimmy Butler, everything that he's been doing, we can put him in the small forward position and he's 8,900. So that's, I think, a decision if you're spending up. LaVine's got the better matchup. Butler's probably got, I just like the position he's sitting in. But I don't mind playing Zach LaVine here at all against Sacramento. He should be able to torch these guys. We could see a big game out of him. And then with all these other Bulls, it's really hard for me to get into them. Kobe White, 6,100 on DraftKings, 5,600 on FanDuel. More of a FanDuel play than a DraftKings play. Don't really want, Carter Jr. here. Don't really want Thad. Temple and Valentine, I'm not going to guess there. I'm just not super excited to play any of these Bulls, even though the matchup is good. On FanDuel, Valentine's 4,100. Temple is 4,200. Temple's been getting more run, but not really a big fantasy point guy. It's really hard to decide what's going to happen. I think it's just Zach LaVine for me on DraftKings, though. If you want to take a chance on Temple at 4,300, I think he'll fit your lineup, but again, that shooting guard only. 25, 16, 29, and 20, playing good minutes. So if I was going to take a shot at a cheap guy over here on DraftKings, it would probably be Temple. I would slide him into Carter Jr. You know, he should be able to do whatever he wants against Sacramento, but 21, 27, 23, and 22 over his last four. Not super excited to play him, but he's got a cheap enough tag. If you needed that price range, you could throw him in there. So I think you're going to want some Bulls, but I don't know exactly the way I'm going to go. I'm going to throw Temple in this lineup just because he's value. I prefer LaVine, of course, but I think we're going to want to play some guys in this Washington-Portland game coming up, so I'm going to kind of save a spot here. Let's head on over to Phoenix at Memphis. We have a 225.5 over-under. Phoenix favored by four. Dylan Brooks is questionable, and we have no Winslow again for Memphis as well. So on the Phoenix side, it's hard to trust this when we got the great matchup, but again, Chris Paul is there with Booker, so it's really hard to trust these guys. Booker's 8K on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, we have Booker sitting at 7,700. That's not a bad tag for him, but I hate playing these guys when they're both healthy. Chris Paul, 7,800 on FanDuel, 7,800 on DraftKings. Again, I think there's better ways to go. DeAndre Ayton, though, 6,600 on FanDuel is way too cheap for him. 6,800 on DraftKings, same kind of deal. It's just a cheap tag. If I was going to play one guy here on DraftKings, it would definitely be Ayton up against Memphis and Jovall. 41, 32, and 28 over his last three. Again, I think it's a decent matchup against Jovall. They're going to need his size. So I guess if you're going to take a one shot, it probably would be Ayton on this team. We're going to slide him in this lineup at that price tag. Other than that, though, I mean, you could take shots at Jay Crowder at 5,200, Sarch at 3,500 if he can get some minutes. They're just going to spread out these minutes a ton. I can see them running, I don't know, 12-man rotation with these guys, so it's kind of tough to really trusting these cheap guys, so I don't think we're going to do it. Over on the Memphis side, John Morant, 7,700 on DraftKings. He is priced at 7,400 on FanDuel. Good tag on him, man. Jovall, again, 7,200 on 7,200 on DraftKings, 7,700 on FanDuel. 1.26 fantasy points per minute, 24% usage rate. If we can get decent minutes out of him, it's always about minutes. I mean, look over his last four, 37, 42, 17, and 45. I think I want some of this action. So maybe I prefer him over Ayton, or maybe I just want to play both of them. I'm going to throw him in here, see what we're going on. But I think I prefer Jovall over Ayton. Ayton will probably get the minutes, but Jovall will get the usage, man. That pick and roll works great with Morant, and he's been, assists have been up. If Brooks was out, we could look at Grayson Allen, 4,700 on FanDuel, 5,200 on DraftKings, 21, 36, 14, and 22. Again, if his shot's on, he can probably get there. Probably a better FanDuel than a DraftKings play, though. So not super excited there. Brandon Clark at 5,500 on DraftKings, 5,800 on FanDuel. Don't love that. Back-to-back, 4 and 5. I mean, it's not the best matchup in the world. I just prefer Morant and Jovall here more than anything. Kyle Anderson's 7,200 on FanDuel. Holy crap. No, thank you. 6,500 on DraftKings. 25, 46, 34, and 41. That's one way we're looking at it here. I don't love it here. I think it's John Morant. I think it's Jovall. And then maybe some Grayson Allen if Brooks is out. I don't love this whole deal a ton, so I think we're just kind of move on here. The nightcap game, the 10 o'clock, Washington at Portland. 242 over-under, the highest over-under of the night. Portland favored by 4.5. The only real news that we have is, Harry Giles is out for Portland. For Washington, again, Ish Smith's been out for a while. Bryant's been out for a while. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal, 10K and 9,900 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, we have 9,700 and 9,200. That's a great tag for both of them. I think it's too cheap on FanDuel. Probably Bradley Beal at 9,700 on FanDuel. I like both of them here. Good matchup against Portland. Maybe we see a triple-double out of Russell Westbrook. I'll have to look at those a little bit later here. But on DraftKings, a little bit expensive, but you're going to want a piece of this game. I mean, they got a 118 applied team total here. Rui Hachimura at 5,900. Don't love that tag on him. not with both of these guys playing. Denny down here, I guess he's pretty cheap. 3,500, small forward, power forward, 16, 9, 20, and 15. You know, playing from 20 to 28 minutes. I guess he's a guy we could kind of look at in tournaments. But it's tough, man, because Brooks have been playing these guys. Again, it's all over the place outside of Westbrook and Beal, the minutes. Dervis Bertans, if he gets hot, 5,600 on DraftKings. You know, he's the kind of guy that can get hot and you know, 48, 32, 22, and 19. But when his shot's falling, he's a strictly three-point shooter. But when his shot is falling, he could actually, you know, crush. So, but the tag is not a tag that I absolutely love here. So I don't think I'm going to play a ton of here. Raul Neto, 4,200 on DraftKings, priced at 3,700 on FanDuel. We're going to play some backup point guard. I guess on a five-game slate, we can kind of look at him. So as much as I want to play a lot of these guys and slide them in a lineup, I think on DraftKings, they're going to be tournaments only because, like I said, I'd rather go back to Zach LaVine. Looking back at things, LeBron James, Butler, Steph Curry, you know, those are some of the guys I'd rather look at. But they're squarely in play. And you probably want a piece of them in tournaments. But I would say if I would play one of Beal or Westbrook, I want to run it back with somebody from Portland. And so I would make a rule of that. Let's head on over on the Portland side. Damian Lillard is 10-6. Again, this is another thing. I'd rather just play Dame on the other side. 9-9 on FanDuel. So it's just an easy no-brainer for me to play Lillard over those other guys for the usage that he's going to get because it's going to be absolutely massive. Lillard be the guy that I would first shove in here. Who are we going to take out? Cause we want to put Lillard in this lineup here. We're going to take out Temple and we're going to throw Lillard in this lineup 4-3. I don't really know if I want Ayton here as well. I might want to go Cantor instead. And so maybe Joval and Cantor. Cantor at 6,900. Washington has nobody to stop him. 1.16 fantasy points for the season. You know, a lot of putbacks here, great tag on him. The prices are much better here on this side. He's 6,200 on FanDuel. Love this. So I think I'm either going to go a Cantor Joval or a Cantor Ayton if I was going to play cash games and kind of this kind of approach. Got 4,300 left here for two forward positions. Robert Covington is 6,200 on DraftKings. He is priced at 6,400 on FanDuel. I think he's very viable here. Derek Jones Jr., a guy I think we can look at, 4,400 on DraftKings. 4,400 on FanDuel as well. 34, 25, 15, and 10 over his last four. He has a little bit of blocks and steals. There's a little bit of everything. I think you could slide him in this lineup as well. He's 4,400. Leaves you with 4,100 left, and I think this feels like a pretty decent lineup or a good base to kind of build off of. I think I prefer the Portland side just with the rotation seems to be a little bit better than Washington, and I'm not guessing. Melo's 4,700 on FanDuel, 5,100 on DraftKings. A little pricey, but I think you can play him. Trent Jr., 6K on DraftKings, only 5,500 on FanDuel. So I think he's the kind of guy we can look at. 31, 31, 21, and 33 minutes are going to be massive. Going against Washington, it's just a good matchup. So you're going to want some of these Portland guys. I feel like building this, I might even make a rule. I want at least two in every lineup. But again, we can see where we get when we get there. But again, this is the DraftKings build. Should be a fun little five-gamer on a Saturday. Again, 8 p.m. Eastern start time on this. If you like this video, hit that like button for me. Subscribe to the channel and turn those notifications on so you know when I upload these videos. I apologize for the raspy voice. Try to power through this. We're going to head over there to FanDuel real quick and kind of build a little sample lineup, as I said I would do, of kind of how I see things going. And then I'll get on out of here and hopefully be able to do a Prize Picks video today or drop some prop bets as well over for our sister group Sports Bet Army, where you can sign up actually below if I don't get a video out for those. So let's head on over to FanDuel and let's see what we have on tap today. I think they got a $3 today. Yeah, they got a $3 contest today. Okay. You tell me how to play. Thank you. All right. So point guard. I think point guard's pretty simple here for FanDuel. I think you're going to start with Dame Lillard, and I think you're going to start with LaMelo Ball. I mean, just talking through this, this is going to be your chalk point guard position. And it's chalk that I'm willing to eat because you got two great matchups for both of them with no Devontae Graham. Ball's going to play a ton of minutes. He's been doing really well. I think, you know, at 7,800, there's still a lot of room left on that, so I don't mind playing him at all. Going down to center, I talked about a few options that we could look at. Joval, 7,700. I think he's a better DraftKings play. Ayton, 6,600. I think it's between Ayton and Kanter. If Holmes plays, he makes a very fun tournament option to get off maybe some of these chalk guys, because I think Kanter is going to be your chalk piece going against Washington, so we'll plug him in there. But I do like, you know, even maybe come down to Whiteside. If for some reason Luke Walton, you know, gets off the pipe there and decides to play Whiteside a little bit against a bad Chicago front, you know, again, Holmes would have to be out for me to consider Whiteside at that price, but and the guy we can look at. And again, same thing, like Carter and Harrell would be interesting tournament options as well. But I'm just talking about an optimal lineup. I think Kanter is going to be your guy pretty much here. I think power forward here on FanDuel, I think you're going to see a lot of Kuzma at 5,900 going up against Miami. I think that's probably going to be a way to go. I think Bagley's very much in play, and Bielitsa if we get those injury news for Sacramento. So we need those things to figure it out. Toscano Anderson at 4,500 on FanDuel is a little interesting. 18, 19, 26 over his last three. Does a little bit of everything. A guy we can kind of look at plugging in here. I'm not going to plug this last power forward in because there's lots of ways we can go. Or we can go up to a Covington or a Draymond Green or a Bam. I'm fine with all these guys. At the shooting guard position, I talked about how cheap Halliburton was. I think he's going to be a guy you slide right into here. He's going to be super popular at price. And then I mentioned LaMelo Ball and Rozier, you know, as a guy that we can look at. 7K for Rozier. I think you can come down to Gary Trent as well. There's two options here, or Hero. So this second power or shooting guard position, I think there's a lot of ways you can go. And it really is going to dictate the rest of your lineup. So say if we put Gary Trent Jr. in here, instead of going Terry Rozier, then it leaves you with a little bit more where at power forward, maybe we can get up to a Draymond Green or a Bam and still have something decent left at small forward, where we're looking at something maybe like a Kelly Oubre Jr., or maybe we're looking like getting up to a Butler or a LeBron James. To get up to that point, though, we're going to have to get off of Draymond. So if we want one of James or Butler, you know, when we leave is 4,400 left, and we have to make that decision if that's the route we want to go. And then again, and I'm fine doing that if we have some of the Sacramento news that says we can play a Bagley or a Bielitsa, or, you know, you want to take a chance on PJ Washington, but only 4,400 left. You're probably going to have to take one of these Bulls and Valentine or Temple, to fit and make this lineup work. If you want to put a LeBron James, or if you want to go and say, you know, on the other side and put a Butler in here, it opens up a little bit more, but I still think you're going to be around this Derek Jones, Valentine, around this kind of price tag where you have 5,700 left. Then you're probably looking at a PJ Washington or something like that. So I think, your second shooting guard position, small forward, and that second power forward position in your cash games and single entry builds is where you're going to have to get a little different. I think the point guard and the center are pretty much set for me if I'm building cash games. But there's a little bit of wiggle room and things, the decisions you got to make. So I hope this helps. I hope this helps a little bit. Again, I'm going to try to get another video out of here a little bit later if my voice can hold up. I appreciate you sticking around and dealing with my raspy voice. Hope to help you win some money. And again, if you're not a part of DFS Army, head on over there. Sign up, use promo code CashGig, save yourself 10%, and let's win some money on the Saturday night on a 5-game slate. And with that, I will see you on the flip side. Deuces.